gotta be honest with you. It's kind of hard to do an intro when nearly nothing happened in the previous episode. So, yeah, they divvied up some loot. And, that was about it. Hope you liked it. Love you. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're playing D&D. Okay.
All right.
A nice little 30-minute aside.
How are you doing?
This D&D podcast is only like 20%
actual D&D. Yeah.
It's gotten worse and worse over time.
It's fun. It's good.
That's only when Big Bean's DMing. He can't control the team.
First
it's
off,
true. You got to keep this group
first
in check.
Off, okay. Not in Rhyme of the Frost Maiden, all right? Just in TOD because
we talk about
it,
we had
so
20
long.
Minutes of you looking up dildos.
It's her It's her.
You literally were giggling
and
laughing for 20
shit.
Minutes.
I think it's hilarious. All right,
that's true. Fair enough.
My bad.
I mean, I kept that in. I literally the episode title
fucking
is Bean looks up dildos.
Bow child over here.
That's the funniest part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I'm not saying I'm mad.
It wasn't.
I'm just saying.
It was good content.
It wasn't.
Just pointing it out.
Just pointing it
first
out.
First off, it wasn't dildos. It was extendable penises.
That we ordered on his daughter's iPad.
That
in bulk from Alibaba.
We didn't order them. I'd like to clarify.
Okay, first of all, Aladdin does not sell dildos.
We just Googled them.
We Googled it, looked it on Alibaba.
True.
And saw how many we could buy.
Yes.
And it was quite a bit for.
It was
they
bulk.
Were cheap.
It was bulk.
No, dildos aren't as cheap as
you. No, especially when they are. Have mechanical things in them.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion on how much they cost. I
I mean, all I know is like 20 years ago when I was doing my penis party, it was like $80 for a good dildo. That was a long time ago.
Why would you buy a good dildo for a penis party? Are you going to use it?
No, I was just looking at them because I was at the bachelorette store.
He just noticed.
Buying penis-themed things.
Is this the one? Is this like Premier Dildo?
He was on South Street where we all go to buy our
shit. That whatever that store was.
Condom Kingdom.
Condom
anywhere
Kingdom.
USA.
Yeah.
Yes. South Street anywhere.
South Street or USA.
Oh, my
God. I just remember you being
Cupboards.
I just remember you being very happy that... Like, you set up all the penis stuff, and when your friend showed up, nobody reacted at all. Like, we didn't know it was a penis party. We just showed up and were like, time to party. And, like, it was the first time we met his roommates, and they're like, these kids aren't going to react to the fact there's penises everywhere. He's like, no.
No, we've known him for a while.
This
checks out.
We had two penis cakes jizzing on each other.
Oh, yeah. It was real gross.
Good for you.
What are they
actively jizzing?
I mean, like, they might have been finished.
That would have been cool if you could have got like a
pump.
Was like
squirt like a
pump of jizz.
Oh yeah, no, it wasn't that.
Well,
oh,
not
yeah.
jizz.
It was like,
it was like a snapshot that they jizzed on each other at some point. You're like
via icing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like the
he's looking at the pictures.
Like
now.
I have a picture.
Like the pornos used for with the
dude,
big penises.
Fucking
for the money shot.
What's his face? Shane Gillis, whatever his name is. He's talking about how like coming on a girl's face. They're always like
right on.
He's like it's got that like wounded like child energy.
Yeah, he's
like
it's not
all right,
as interesting.
All right, come on, you're okay, you're all right.
He's like it's not as interesting or fun as you think. It's
no, it's not. It's the worst.
It's they're not.
That's like shower sex. Like shower sex when you're growing up. Like shower sex,
like,
and then you have shower sex, and you're like, I'm so cold.
Yeah, it's not, can I get into the water?
We were all in
can
our,
we rotate a little bit?
You're like, I'm slipping.
It's so cold.
A plus form that night. Everybody did something.
It's the worst. It's terrible.
And I'm fairly tall, so the angle's like way off.
Oh, it's awful.
And I'm fairly short, same fucking problem.
Right.
So it's like overshooting, hitting your computer.
And here's the thing is like, I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, right? Like, I won't touch shower walls or like the curtain or anything.
Oh, I lick your shower. Walls
she's
there.
Touching the wall to hold herself,
for
and you're
your
like,
life,
you're
bro.
Like, don't touch the wall. Like, it just takes me out of it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with those hands now?
She's like, now I'm limp somehow.
First off,
stop being such a bitch. Jesus,
she lost her lady boner.
It's so gross.
What is, like, ew, you're touching the wall.
I see hair.
Don't touch it.
I'm just trying to get stable.
I just wanted to splooge on your face and you're touching the walls.
No.
Really?
Gross.
Does that really bother you? It like,
yeah, I don't like it. It's gross.
It's, I mean, it's...
I know.
It's just a shower.
It's a thing.
Man.
I know.
It's, you know.
I know. There's no rhyme or reason.
Huh.
No judgment.
Yeah.
Judgment the whole time. Yeah. All judgment.
You can judge me. That's fine. I don't give a shit.
Done.
It's gross. It's gross. The fucking water just fucking it
it's
dries.
Not it's not fun. Just... How about like it's just not even fun?
No, it's not. It's not a good time.
I mean, it's okay. It could be a good time when you're like first dating. Like,
if it's quick. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But then like you know when you're it's like I don't know, shower sex now. But just
you ever shower sex where like it's taken a bit.
It's wet and yeah, slippery. Well, yeah, because it's not
right, and you're like
some lubrication.
Yes,
and you're like,
are we done here?
Right.
You done?
Jesus.
You're like, do you just want to towel off? We'll just move to the bed. I don't even know what we're doing here.
It'll be easier.
Yeah.
You can lay down.
It'll be good for everybody.
We know we're done. Yeah.
You look uncomfortable.
Wait, that's turning me on now.
I like it.
Keep saying uncomfortable.
Say, I don't like this. All right, there we
say,
go.
Please
I'm
stop.
Back, baby.
Ooh, I'm harder than ever.
I hate this. That's it.
There it is.
Say, I don't want to do it this way.
Yeah. Don't stop.
Can you vomit a little?
It just looks so angry. That's it.
Yeah. For,
say, but, I don't even know you, mister.
Oh my god, this sounded like a
but
kid.
But I poop from there.
That's where I poop from.
All right, now you know.
Yeah, but for me, it a lot of times it's like just it's at the belly button. Like that's I guess I'm fucking your belly button.
What? You just don't care, do you?
Don't care.
In the water?
Well, because of the height difference, like.
That's why you can't do it in the shower,
right.
Bro.
Holes a hole.
But no, you can't do it in. Have you?
We gotta bend your knees.
That's even worse. It's, like in pools and
very,
I
can give you pools. Difficult.
It's the worst.
Oh, pools why would are you okay. Even do it in a pool?
Like, it's weird.
The water is too. It's not. Gonna, it's gonna
or
be a problem.
Hot tub for fun.
No, the water's
not
a problem. It's
not,
weird.
Hot tub though, you could. There's seating. And you can kind of like
no, this
you
off, can't
right?
Get
out of it. If you're in, I'm saying, if you're in water, they can't. It probably can't.
It's not
good,
good,
right?
It's fine. It's fine.
It's against it. The motion goes against. Like,
it's yeah. And it's yes. Also. It also. Yeah.
I've had sex in a pool. It's fine, but it's the same. It's the same thing, right? First of all, there's no leverage.
Right.
There's no leverage, yes. So that's a problem.
Yes.
So that sucks. And then
and there's other people playing Marco Polo.
And your kids are usually there. Oh, and you're like, stop. You're like,
fish out of water.
We're not playing. I told you that. If you don't like it, go inside. Nobody invited you.
Marco. You neighbors aren't going to have us over at their pool anymore.
You followed us.
That one got Dixie.
That is hilarious.
Why does the chlorine smell so strong?
That's because I've been pissing in it.
Aww.
Ew.
They've done studies. That's why it smells.
What?
Because of urine.
The chlorine?
Yeah, that chlorine smell is because of urine.
More chlorine in because of urine.
What?
They put more chlorine in the pool because of urine.
Yes, but that smell that you think of when you go to like an indoor pool or whatever.
It's pee?
It's the pee interacting with the chlorine.
Is that real?
Yes.
Oh.
What's his face? Who's that NASA guy who does all those videos now?
Neil
Mark
Armstrong.
Something. No.
He's dead.
Mark's. Is he?
Oh my god, his arm stretched so long.
I remember Armstrong. You just fucking pull that shit.
That was Stretch Armstrong.
Is that not Neil?
The
that
difference
Neil?
Is he stretched not all the way to the moon.
Oh,
no, but he there was a pretty Mark sure Robey, something like that.
So.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's like a
Kelly.
Former NASA guy. But he did that whole thing. He was like, is that true? And he
pissed in a pool.
He
for a
did.
Bit.
He, no, he got a yeah, chlorinated bottle and, you know, aww. He did the thing. He was like, it
you're
is.
Strong,
if
dead.
You smell that, people have pee.
You're
in
dead,
pool.
But you'll be fine.
If you're in a public pool at all,
you
they pee in
there.
Yeah.
It's slimy in here.
Yep, that happens.
Take a shower.
Walk it off.
I always thought the slime was like algae.
It shouldn't be if there's chlorine in there.
I know.
Jesus
now I know I'm nervous.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So Castle.
Let's get on this bitch.
You're not there yet. It's just Zod.
Yeah, I'm getting on this bitch.
So you get to the castle and
no wait.
We're standing at the bottom looking up.
Right. Captain's like
oh. Gross.
Captain goes, all right, hold on, give me this stone. I just have to hey, can we come up? And they you know
is it a secret phone like Get Smart?
No, it's a sending stone, and it was he's like, okay, you gotta stand kind of close to me so they know you're here, or else you might get cut in half.
Right, I do the brown picture pose with them.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, you're now up in the lower courtyard of the castle.
Is it beautiful?
Yes.
Not us.
Are they probing assholes in this particular alien?
It's not a UFO. Okay. It's like they took a castle.
Okay.
She just wants to know if they're putting things in assholes. Answer the question, goddammit.
Yeah, they might be putting stuff in your butt.
Okay.
Good but to know. Not stuff you're going to want.
Oh. You don't know what she wants.
Hot poker?
Oh. You did say hot.
Hot poker is not...
She is resistant to fire.
That's true.
That's true. Good point.
So it's just a poker.
No. You want to play poker?
I barely know her.
So, okay. So, yeah, you're in the lower courtyard. It's like a courtyard in the castle. The wizard that brought you up is standing there, and he's... why am I talking to you? You're not up there.
Yeah.
The wizard that brought you up is standing there and says, I see you brought someone else. What is this?
I'm Zod.
I didn't talk to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Whoa.
Captain, why did you... He's like, listen, first off, he's a really good fighter. Show him your Eldritch Blast.
I go, poo, 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 poo.
You don't have to make the noises, though.
I do that in every
fight.
I like
the noises.
Please don't make the noises again. It really loses something. But you saw how he shot off some concrete, right? So, I was like, all right. Now, I'm going to ask you this. He's got some friends that are just as capable as he is, and they want to join the Dragon Army. All right. Well, that's not really my thing. That's more Resmir.
That's so. Not my thing.
I guess I'll talk to Resmir and see what she says. So you're just gonna have to wait a little bit.
His name's Zood.
his name's Wrath. Wrath.
Who, Zood. The wizard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know, a little time goes by and Resmir comes down. Mm-hmm. Doesn't recognize you.
Luckily. Good.
And goes, you're a tiefling.
I sure am.
Why do you want to join the Dragon Army?
Well, I know I'm a good fighter, as are my colleagues, and we haven't been able to find a group of people that we feel like we can contribute our quality to. We're much better than many other groups out there, but the Dragon Army is the best.
They are the best.
Just because that speech was so horrible, I want to make you roll a...
No!
If it's not deception, what the hell's the other one?
Perception.
No.
Animal handling.
Not animal handling.
Necrophilia.
Performance.
No.
Survival.
Deception.
Insight.
No.
History.
Stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Medicine.
Where the hell is
Perception.
It?
Perception.
Performance.
Sleight of hand.
Big one!
Charisma.
It's not... God damn it. I wish I had the...
We literally named all the skills
that's
for you.
That's it.
Performance. All the insight. Intimidation.
I thought there was one like...
Arcana.
It would probably be either performance or deception.
I guess deception. I mean, it's the same thing. You're not lying.
Persuasion.
Persuasion. That's the one. Fuck. Can I think of that?
I had plus 12 in persuasion.
It is 20.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know if you can beat that.
I had a plus 8 on that. Yeah, actually, 21. Sorry, 21.
Charismatic. So is this person, though. So
21.
Ooh. 22.
Son of a fuck.
She's like, I don't know. I don't know if I like this one. She's looking at the captain.
No, we can't help you.
Yeah,
you're on your own. You have to use your brains now.
I don't have any.
What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is...
Is that a dump stat?
Yeah.
That's probably 10.
It's 12.
Oh, that's not dumb.
Too bad.
Yeah. Plus
you're
one.
Above average intelligence.
Decently above. At a 12.
Yeah. So, Resmir says... you're gonna have to convince me a little bit more than that. Let me explain, because we don't let just anybody in the Dragon Army. You see a lot of troops, right? You
look
see
at this
a lot
fucking of fucking guy.
You see a lot
That's
of
why we gal. Let you up there.
It's fucking gal.
It's fucking gal. You see a lot of troops, right? But they're not really in the Dragon Army.
Oh, I see.
This is like the inner I got circle, right? The fact that you're up here right now,
like the SS.
Good God.
My heart goes out to you.
Because that's what dragons do. It goes.
There it goes out to you.
Yeah, the hissing. The hissing, so we have SS. So this is like the elite core, right? So you don't want I can't just let anyone in here.
Well, what do you do to be able to prove yourself worthy?
I'm gonna need you to kill someone.
We did just kill a dragon turtle.
Yeah,
we killed dragon turtle.
We did just kill a giant dragon turtle.
No.
You put a teardrop on your face.
I'm gonna bring out an innocent woman.
Okay.
And you're gonna kill her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's evil. So,
sure, bring her out.
I feel nothing.
So they bring out. Luckily, none of you guys are up.
Yeah, I know.
So they bring out.
None of us. He'd be fine with it. She'd be fine.
I'd be okay with it.
Just be Glenn and Weeblo.
A human woman. That's fine.
They bring out a female mm-hmm. slave, mm-hmm. and they tie her up, and they're like, "Do your thing, man."
I, without hesitation, grab my dagger and just stab her right in the stomach. And I'm like, "Do you want me to do more? I can slit her throat if you'd rather."
Sure. Faster. You might as well. I mean, end it. Yeah.
I cut her throat.
You already gave her sepsis.
I like talk with the wound. I'm like,
All right.
Like Canadian. Wow. Like South Park Canadian.
We get it.
Hey, I'm on edge. I haven't been able to drink in a while.
Are the rest of your crew this crazy?
Oh yeah.
All right.
I would be one of the more down to earth ones, to be honest with you.
Wow. Okay. Then.
Wait till you meet Steve Pokemon. He said,
"Now before you say wait, bring him up." The captain's like, "Before you say wait, bring him up." One of them's a dwarf. They're like, "We don't let dwarves in." He's like, "But he's a really good fighter. And he seems like he knows his shit.
He deals more damage than probably any fighter I've ever seen."
Yeah. So, all right.
He's at least worth talking to.
Okay. I mean, yeah. After that display of
you should evaluate
just
him.
Pure cruelty, let's bring him up.
Does she have anything we could take? Like, can I take? I guess she's a slave. She doesn't have any money or anything.
She was like half naked.
The person whose voice box.
It was like the
scene. He's patting her.
Literally, does he get like XP the scene for that? From Braveheart where he slits the girl's throat.
Like pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So Braveheart only had one scene. Huh? That's the freedom scene.
So Wrath goes. So where
gets his balls off?
I mean, you're freedom! Smart enough to know that as soon as we get up there, she's gonna recognize one of us.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Wrath goes.
Who did she have the most contact with? Like, who would she know more than anybody?
Actually, but they know we were
because they didn't really see us much. They knew we were there.
We're going to do a roll for it. Don't worry. Okay. We'll roll for it. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't recognize him because
he's a different person. He's Steve Pokemon. Attorney at law.
You know, actually, the captain goes, "There's one guy. What do you think of that Steve Pokemon guy?
He's a bit of a wild card.
Is he a good fighter, though? He didn't really do much in the dragon fight.
He's good to have around for more sneaky situations, that's for sure.
Oh, so he's more like a
and to be fair, he only got one attack.
That's true, yeah, he didn't really get a chance.
True, we did take that thing out pretty quick, which is pretty amazing.
We nuked the shit out of that.
Yeah, we took down, in fact...
Like 6 seconds.
We took down that dragon turtle that's been giving you problems. It's gone. Yeah. We killed it. Resmir's like, wow, all right.
And not to disparage your soldiers, but they were turning down the opportunity to fight the thing.
Like a couple pussies.
Oh, is that the two that came back and quit the Dragon Army immediately? said their lives need to rethink things.
Yeah, they're just scared.
I get it. We do.
Wait, do they let the people just leave the Dragon Army?
No, we killed them.
Yeah.
Well. No, they tried to quit. You can't quit the mob. We're the Dragon Army. We're like the mob.
They're the Italians.
We're the sewer snakes.
Tunnel snakes.
Tunnel snakes. Yeah. Tunnel snakes rule.
Tunnel snakes rule. So, yeah. All right.
The more they said Dragon Army, the less cool it sounded. The Dragon Army, man.
It's the Dragon Army.
Hey, look at us, the Dragon Army.
Hey, look at me, I'm a dragon.
Cap, I'll send you back down, see, because you have the sending stone. Bring the rest of them up, and we'll see how this goes.
Get ready to fuck them up. Weeblo's getting pumped.
He's like, fuck yeah.
This is it.
He goes down.
Weeblo is expecting a fight, by the way, because he knows he's a dwarf.
He knows he's not accepted there.
You're right. There's a vein popping out of your forehead, dude. Right?
Your eyes twitching a lot. like a lot.
He's a dwarf barbarian. He's like,
shaking for a fight. White knuckles.
He is wrecked with anticipation.
So they bring you up into the courtyard, and I am going to, for each of you, there's a 20% chance. Well, for you,
not see Pokemon.
Weeblo, not see Pokemon, and Glenn, there's a 20% chance that Resmir recognizes you.
Recognizes.
Wait, is it going to be four rolls, each a 20% chance?
Yep.
Or one roll?
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be four rolls at with a 20% chance. Nope. Guys, getting lucky. That's three.
Woo, woo. Who's the last one? Steve Pokemon?
No, he doesn't get a roll.
He's not rolling against me.
You're good.
Okay. Yay. And wait, it wouldn't have been four rolls. It would have been three, because I'm already up there.
Oh, you're already up there.
Yeah, right. So it would have been three.
Well, no, it's still four, because it's Vonta, Weeblo, Glenn.
These two.
And
yeah, but Steve Pokemon person, doesn't get a roll. She wouldn't recognize him.
She wouldn't recognize him. Yeah. So
if there's any Steve Pokemon. can't say it in a serious context.
Such a stupid.
Well, Steve Pokemon was here last time.
You never saw Steve Pokemon.
Steve Pokemon's a good person. They would remember Steve Pokemon.
You don't forget Steve Pokemon when you meet Steve Pokemon.
This is the difference between first year D&D and seventh year D&D.
You got Steve Pokemon. He's a bush sometimes.
Sometimes.
With berries.
Hi. So, Resmir says, okay, your friend here proved himself. So, I would ask that, normally I would ask that y'all prove himself, but he proved himself. If you're hanging out with him, I think you're good.
Cool.
He's probably my best friend.
Cap goes, yeah, that's the one. Resmir goes, so, we don't normally let dwarves in.
However,
his blood pressure's like
yeah, he's still fairly red in the face.
So, for you to get in, I'm gonna need you to do single combat with one of our higher up soldiers.
Sure.
He's like, yes.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
He's all keyed up
this
for it.
This is gonna be so good.
So, I mean, you guys can't help.
Right. I don't think we have to.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
I've seen him fight.
I'm not afraid for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. They're putting a lot of faith in you. This guy's pretty tough.
Fuck that guy.
I'm not worried.
Fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. all right.
How many feet he got?
Let's do this.
All right.
So they're like, they bring out this gigantic dragonborn. He's like,
is he large or just medium?
The mountain, if you will.
He's like the mountain of dragonborns.
Weeblo is going to switch over to his great axe, which is two-handed.
Sounds great.
Actually, yeah, they're called dragon wings. Okay, so I don't know. It might be close. We'll see. Let's find out. So he comes up and he's like, "This one, short stuff."
I'm going to crack your head in with this great axe.
Oh, my God. All right. Jesus, it was just...
I've seen him.
It was supposed to be playful banter.
Wait, is this a fight to the death?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. All right, roll for initiative. Just you, just Weeblo.
20.
I got an 11. That's not good for this guy.
He's gay.
So you're all sitting around watching him. And... he's pretty beefy.
All right, ready?
Well, hold on.
Real beefcake. Look at this fucking beefcake.
Delicious. See what I'm telling you? I'm telling you, that's him. That's the guy. That's the one. It's really fucking weird. I don't like
the homosexual tendencies.
Yeah, he's got some
I'm an elf!
Latent homosexuality. No, you're not. You're a human.
Whatever.
Steve, he's so
Steve
stupid.
Pokemon.
I'm an elf! You look like a human.
That too.
I mean, I am.
I have elf tendencies.
I like elves. They look like women. all right. So, you're up.
All right. So, he's obviously in a rage. Run up. Reckless attack. Nat 20.
You're so fucked.
No.
You're so fucked.
And a...
It's over before it begins.
And a 29. Or, sorry, 31.
Yeah, they both hit. They're both hit.
The 31 just grazed them.
So the first one that I will double rolls a 2. And then the other one, 6, so 4. 36 points of damage.
Is that bludgeoning? Is that a magical weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great axe plus 3.
Gotcha. Okay. just checking.
Wait, is he a giant?
No.
Son of a shame. Bitch.
That would have done an extra attacks.
Mm-hmm, still good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's his turn. He is going to attack with his Breath of Fire. You need to make a DC 17 Dexterity saving throw.
I get advantage on that.
Okay.
Because of my Dragon Guard breastplate.
Whatever.
That doesn't matter. 14?
No.
I have no pluses to my Dexterity.
Oh, no.
What kind of breath is it?
It is fire.
Oh, okay. I'm resistant to that.
Fucking weeblow.
Whatever.
Showing off.
And that's his. He's a Storm Herald barbarian.
Shh.
So that's 35 points of damage. So half that would 17. Be 17.
His turn now.
It's your turn.
I'd be afraid if I were you.
He did a breath weapon. Yeah.
28.
Yep.
And 25.
Okay, both hit.
2, 10, 12, 32, 38 points of damage.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
It sure is.
His great axe is a plus 3, so it's a 1d10 plus 10.
Nice.
I'm not doing a shield, so I get the whole thing.
You get to swing away.
And then I get a plus 6 more on my rage damage for each, well, plus 3 each hit. That's amazing.
Oh, shit, I missed that. Oh, well. That's over. It's too late now.
I'll
know for next time. Okay. And he is going to make some long sword attacks.
Magical weapon?
It is.
Doesn't matter. Still
half it. I don't care.
That's a miss.
Well, what's the DC? What's your hit?
That's a miss.
Oh. My armor's lower.
It's 15.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not that low.
I didn't think it was that low. Well, that sucks. All right. He's like, oh, God.
I'm splitting your head in. That might miss. Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
And then that definitely hits. 8, 16. 42 points of damage.
Holy fucking shit.
I mean, every hit I get minimum 26, 28, so...
Yeah.
Well, he's
committed. You don't look too good, dude.
He's committed.
I talk shit. I shouldn't have done that to start.
I probably shouldn't talk so much shit. That's a 24.
24 hits.
And 20
hits.
Okay. So that's 3, 6.
Weeblow goes, see, this is how you fight one-on-one. And he's looking at Audemon.
15, that's 15 points for the first, so have 7.
He's a poor character.
That would be 16.
So 8. 8
points for the second, so 8. Yeah.
All right. Make a DC 16 roll. Because you have to...
You're so fucked.
Might take fire
damage.
You're
so screwed, guy.
Missed.
7 points of fire damage.
So he takes half.
Nope. No. He takes it. Well, if he's resistant to fire. Okay. Fine. All right. First attack will hit because it would be 22. And that hits... 36 points of damage.
He's not looking too good.
This little guy's fucking me up.
Because how tall is this guy's probably huge, pretty tall. Because
He's bigger than the other one,
he's
right?
He's a large humanoid, so he's like larger than... Like he takes 8 feet tall. Spaces.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And Weeblow's like 3.5 feet tall.
Just fucking him up.
He's just swinging a massive great axe around his head.
All it's right,
like Yoda.
Not even, but no flipping.
Just like,
just chopping away. Like,
okay,
fuck.
So you need to make a DC 15 Wisdom saving throw.
What do I need to do?
DC 15 Wisdom saving throw. I should have done this earlier, but that's fine.
I missed it.
Okay, so you're frightened.
Okay.
And
I get disadvantage on attacks.
Disadvantage on attacks, and you have to move away from the target.
I don't have to move.
I think you do.
I just think you can't get closer.
Disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of fear is within sight. Cannot willingly move towards. Okay, yeah. Cannot willingly move towards. Fair enough. Pedantic.
Roll, lawyered.
Okay, that's a hit. And that's a hit. So he does.
Weeble only has 172 hit points left.
Will he make it?
Man.
I don't know.
You're barely going to make it.
Might be tough. So that's 12 points of 6 points of damage for the first. So, and 10 points of damage that's already halved for the second.
Okay. We blow his turn. Oh, wait, I get disadvantage? Or no?
Yeah, you do get disadvantage because of the.
So. I'll call that one a miss because it doesn't matter. It's not disadvantage. Actually, yeah, because of 2. So would a 17 hit?
17 would not hit, no. Oh, no, 17 just hits.
No. Ooh. Fuck. Then it doesn't matter. And then that one hits too.
Okay.
You're fucked, son.
30 points of damage.
You basically cut both of his wings off and then his head in like one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Swift chop.
And
he has to do a little jump to reach up that high.
You see Resmir. That was
you.
A fight. That was a fight. You are not a dwarf to be trifled with. You're in. Definitely. If the rest of your... I mean, your friend here just killed that little slave girl. So, if...
Glenn's like...
They're like... if you guys are as brutal as...
Mind controlled or something, we'll fix it.
If the rest of your team is as brutal as this, then yeah, you're welcome into the upper echelon.
Sweet,
right on.
That was easy.
I can show you. I can have some of the other guys show you to your quarters. I mean, after that display, he was the strongest. I mean, I kind of feel bad. I shouldn't have given you the strongest.
Now you've killed our strongest.
You killed our strongest
guy. You're the next strongest guy. I bet I could fight him.
No, it's fine.
I could do two in a row.
I'm good. I think you've
definitely. I'll beat off all your guys.
I'll beat them off.
I'm going to beat them off so bad.
Beat them off at the same time.
I'll beat off a guy.
I'll beat all of them off. How many guys you got? I'll beat every single one of them off.
Got any butt steak for me?
Stop saying off.
Butt steak. When I beat off guys, I need some butt steak after.
You forgot to say away. Yeah, Resmir Wrath is like looking pretty impressed. Cap was already impressed.
Yeah.
They're like, we can show you your quarters. You're gonna get some nice quarters.
Nice.
Probably so, that dude's quarters. He's dead now.
Why do you talk?
Can we just take his stuff?
That was Cap. Like, why do you... Everything was going great. Like, we're... You know, this is like your first introduction to the Vanguard.
They're lucky to have me.
Oh, my God. All right. I think he should fight someone.
Oh, no.
I'll fight somebody.
Oh, yeah? No.
Okay.
You're gonna die. We can't save you.
Let's not.
How about you fight Captain Olsen?
I feel that's like ridiculous. We're no, friends.
I feel like it's.
We fought a sea dragon together.
Yeah, sure.
Cap's like,
it was a turtle dragon.
Whatever.
Cap's like, I'll do it.
Cap, no. We're friends.
You're just mad.
All You're right. just upset.
We're so close.
Come on, let's go to our rooms.
Yeah.
Cap's like, I just shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
All right, that's it. He's going. He's like, no, we're going.
Cap. We're not going. We're not going. Just stop being rude, Cap. Stop being rude.
We've I haven't even done anything. Left.
We're just we're trying thing. To have a nice time.
What? DM the DM. What do I do here?
We're trying to have a nice time, Cap. I don't know why you're being so aggressive.
He's trying to defuse the situation.
We'll de-escalate him if you will keep going. We'll de-escalate him for you.
But if he you're trying to de-escalate. By escalating. By
I'm not escalating anything.
People are going to grab something. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Because
come
I
on.
Said that I want the dead guy's room.
We're almost there. We're almost there.
We're almost there.
You don't get to pick your rooms.
I did. Well,
okay,
go.
Good, okay. So he takes you, they take you to the...
Shut the fuck up. So you can't fight on your own, you know this.
Captain, my captain.
So there's three chambers.
He would do 80 points of damage to you each hit.
It would hurt so much. It'd be dead in 3 hits.
2 minutes.
You wouldn't make it. I don't think you would make it against that guy.
I'd move.
We'd have to put you in the bag of holding after we steady-stated your body.
He'd be compacted. We're like,
we'll get him later. We'll get him later.
So there's two... they're giving you two rooms. They're built for giants.
Ooh.
So... spacious. You can split them up however you want.
Glenn says, this is built for giants!
Yeah, the bed, everything's like...
Where's the giant room built for little people?
What?
The giant that lives here?
The giant... Oh, yeah, Blackfist. This used to be all giants.
Oh!
Yeah, this was all... And
where's
and
he at?
Like, the castle was made for giants?
To get there by a beanstalk?
Yeah, used to. But they cut that down.
Yeah. That one motherfucker cut it down.
Fucking Jack.
Jack off.
He was a jack off. So, Black Thickus, he's kind of broody. He's up. You might see him, you might not. I don't know.
He's like super emo.
But he's not a
hair in front of his eye.
Listening to My Chemical Romance.
Does he fly the castle?
I love AFI!
No, there's wizards that do that.
So he just hangs out?
Well, it's his castle.
Man.
He's the last cloud giant left. So it's basically like his.
Oh, he's the last one?
No, not of them. Ooh, all cloud him. Giants.
Could you imagine putting that in our hat?
The last cloud
like
giant?
Like, we murdered the
cloud
last
giant. Cloud giants are generally neutral to good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's not.
Oh, no?
No.
He's not a good guy?
Shit. No, he's not a good guy.
Oh, I mean, he is hanging out with the cool dragon army.
I think you're thinking of storm giants, by the way.
Am I?
I think you might be.
Like, how you're still talking like Glenn.
Am I? I thought cloud giants were the good ones. Storm giants sound more...
It sounds more menacing. That does sound more menacing. Cloud giant sounds more...
Aggressive like Cap.
Maybe you're the one thinking of the storm giant.
Maybe you love him so much.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
I love the tower that you built over there.
Thank you.
You're right. Oh, no. It's 50-50. Neutral good or neutral evil. Mm. And storm giants are chaotic good all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, depends on the cloud giant.
So this guy falls on the badder side?
This guy's not on the gooder side.
He's a baddie.
Maybe
he's
just grumpy.
Could be. I mean, he's...
Maybe he's a good fuck.
Begrudgingly let us use his flying castle because he's...
we both go try to fuck the cloud giant.
That's going to be weird.
I don't think I could.
He's less than 4 feet. The cloud giant is like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
That love finds
I don't think the fuck would go either way.
You can really find a way into that crevice.
If he fucks Weeble, he'll explode.
Not my ass.
It's a damn asshole.
Not for the reasons you think.
It's the toughest ass.
Anyway, make yourselves comfortable. We're going to probably have a little bit of a officers get together in a little bit. So, you guys are coming in at officer.
Can I be an officer?
Yeah, we're coming in at the officer, as we just said. He's just slow. All right.
You're all coming in as officers. I don't know what skills you have
yet. Officer! Officer!
He's just trying
to Officer!
I know what he's doing. So, yeah, you're coming in. You're all coming in as lieutenants. Or lieutenants, if you will. So, yeah, you look around the room. It's a gigantic fucking room. Like, there's two. They gave you two rooms that are huge.
Huge!
So I don't know how you want to split them up, but definitely three people could go in one room and two people in another, and there'd be plenty of room. Even if even if you were to double up with someone, the room is so big, it wouldn't matter.
Like, nobody's dropping...
Right. No one's dropping keys. You can sleep... There's a chair that you could literally...
I'm not going to get gang raped, is that
you're
what
you're
saying?
You're not going to get gang... Well, okay. I mean, I don't think Vanta would anyway.
She wouldn't, but she wouldn't have to ward off the attempt.
There wouldn't be any attempt.
Yeah. While we're resting, Weeblow is going to recover his hit points, by the way.
Yes, makes sense. And I guess it would make the most sense for Glenn and Vanta, right?
Sure.
I mean, that doesn't make
any
sense.
Glenn doesn't like that at
Why
all.
Would I sleep in the same room as a woman?
Because
that'd be tempting.
And a demon woman.
Because you can't. Like, that's, you don't have...
Yeah, but you don't...
That's
just like, you're the alcoholic, right? Sleep with the beer. You don't drink it anymore. It's the safest with you.
All right, that's fair. Good point.
I'll sleep with Fonda.
So you guys figure it out. I'm not
Plus,
gonna
you might hate me, rape me.
I'm not going to figure out your
hate, rape you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would
that would be a real good way to get back at you.
That would, because he'd lose his connection to his god.
Hate raping?
If he got raped, yeah. Pretty sure. No, I don't know. Maybe that's a
How would I?
I'm going to think
question.
About it.
Actually, it's the next day.
Pray on
ask.
It.
I could ask. I'm not going to use my talk time to talk about raping.
Okay, good.
Digital raping.
I don't think Helm would want to. Helm! So,
you
yeah,
have to not want it. For there to be a chance to not lose it. You can't just ask someone to rape you. Don't work that way.
Like if it's you're saying, "Hey, I would like to be raped," then it's not really rape.
Sometimes coming is a physical thing; you can't help it. Even if you're being raped, it's a natural bodily reaction to stimuli.
You know what? You know what? We're losing the connection now, anyway.
I can't do this. Beep, boop. The number you dialed has been disconnected.
God, you were trying to reach. It's no longer available. So, yeah, figure out your sleeping arrangements. Like, I would say 3-2. Because you're gonna have to. They're like, you know, get out of your armor. There's clothes in the closets. They're
Wait,
not giant
size the cap. The cap's gone, right? Is he gonna go
cap's
back down?
Gone, it's just
he
right
go back to the town. Yeah.
Thank God.
No, he's not
going
back to town. He's gonna go drinking with you guys.
He's what?
He's gonna go drinking with you guys again. Like it's an officer's.
I don't want to drink with
wait,
him.
Wait, is he an officer? I didn't think
he's
he was
captain
of the town guard.
Yeah, but they.
You fucking loser.
Honorary officer of the Dragon Army.
I mean, he's done a lot of stuff with them, like bad stuff. So it's three and two. Is anyone going to talk to Zod about the slave girl that he killed? Just asking.
No.
For a friend.
I mean, we saw what happened. But we know you're not in your right mind. We're going to fix you. It's
okay there, Glenn.
We're fixing them. We're going to fix them.
Can you make me like alcohol again?
That'd be part of it, I guess.
Fantastic.
what does Weeblow say?
I mean, he's not happy about it. But he's also
But he's also practical and probably understands why it had to happen, right?
Did it have to happen? I mean, you could have went. She's unarmed. I'm a man of action.
To the dragon army. Come on now. Come on now.
You could have done what Weeblow did.
We should kill that captain.
What's that?
Kill the captain.
Kill the captain.
Right in front of everyone.
I mean, he's okay with killing everyone in the dragon army, so it will get them back.
The captain?
No.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's not like he's like part of the dragon.
No. This is all a ruse.
And we'll fix him.
Just a ruse.
And we'll fix you too, Automon.
I didn't ask to be fixed.
There's nothing to be fixed.
He's been the same.
He's
the
getting
entire,
better.
The entire...
He had a few moments where he's thought over what he's done.
you guys have been adventuring together.
I don't
together
remember
for
what
like
they were, but I know they have been.
2 years in D&D time.
I stopped stabbing huggers.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah, that halfling hugger stab was bad.
That ruined so much.
It did cause a lot of problems. I stabbed that halfling hooker. She was just telling you were raped.
Right, which were racist.
I mean, they were.
They weren't he's like, she's like, look, if someone catches me sleeping with a drow, I'm not gonna get as much business as I used to, so I'm gonna have to charge you double. That's what she said, right? Fair.
Racist.
She's dead. He's dead.
And now she's dead.
No, fucking Glenn brought her back to life.
Yep. We fixed it. I fixed everything. He paid for it.
Paid for so many things.
So what are you guys doing for sleeping arrangements?
We'll do 3 and 2. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, we blow all bedwith.
Well, not
we'll bedwith. Did you say bedwith? That didn't sound right.
We've heard we blow bed before.
We have. It's not good.
She wouldn't be able to take the dwarf sex.
He's not. You wouldn't be interested in.
He's not. He's very racist.
And she doesn't
have. Dwarfs are very racist.
She also doesn't have any facial hair, so he's not turned on at all.
Yeah.
You're like a little boy.
Right on.
You don't have the sideburns that make people. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
I wrote pork chops on your sideburns. I know how to have sex.
I forget about that one.
That got me.
I know. You're the king!
That was. I didn't like doing that.
We did that at the office.
I know. The best line is, Big Bean's great with RP until it comes to the sexy stuff.
Then you're like, fine, I'll do it.
Fine. All right, so 3 and 2, you and Weeblo.
Yeah, we're fine.
And the rest of you, Glenn. Steve,
Weeblo's gonna look huge in this giant bed.
You're gonna look super tiny.
Yeah,
it's like
that's what I mean. It's gonna be.
Well, I mean, do you take the? There's a bed and a chair. Do you take the bed or the chair? Because the
you want me to spoon you, like Weeblo?
Can share the bed. Is not.
I gotta say, she's 20 feet away from it.
Yeah,
it's not even. It's not like we're in the same bed.
No, yeah, it's basically like you're in a room.
It's not even like we're in a king size bed. It'd be like five king size beds away from each other. Like
truth. Yeah,
so, we're good.
And you all three, you can sleep on the same bed too, because it's like
gigantic. Gay.
Go birds.
Go birds.
That's what they all say before they go to sleep. Not gay. Go birds. Sorry. Go birds.
I want a cheese curl you tonight.
Go birds.
Zod wakes up with Automon's finger in his asshole. Yeah.
He's like, right. Like, go birds?
No homo.
That's fine.
So,
for a second, that looked like a frying pan out of the side of my eye. I was like, what the fuck are you doing with a frying pan?
You're making some eggs.
Yeah, I'm making some
couch eggs for everyone.
I gotta bring my frying pan to D&D.
Some couch eggs.
Got a hot plate.
Yeah. Anybody want an enchilada?
Ew.
My wife is fine with you guys coming over, but she doesn't like the whole basement to smell like fried eggs. Can we stop with the couch
eggs? Can you stop with the cooking?
I cannot.